Two paths diverged in a wood. This is actually the exact Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin. I'm going to off on the bottom. Rav Chanina, Rav Yonasan, Havei Ka'azli Borcha. Rav Chanina and Yonasan were traveling. Matulahanu Trei Shiveli, and they reached two diverging paths. They had a fork in the road. Chad Patzei Apischa, Davurus Kochavim, Vichad Patzei Apischa, Davei Zonos. So, you have quite the dilemma here. Do you go down the path down which you'll pass a temple of idol worship? Or do you go passing a brothel? So Amar Lechad Lechavre Nezel Pischa David Chavim. One said, "Let's go down the path of Avodas Chavim Dinchas Yitzre, because the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah is no longer." Amar Leidach. The other one said, "Nezel Pischa David Zonos. Let's go down the pathway of the Zonos. V'nichve Leitzrim Nekeba Agra. We will overcome our Yitzhara, and we will receive reward for it." So obviously this has been quite the dilemma, and Tosos, the Rimaskal Nizal says, that we see from here that one has to distance himself from idol worship as much as possible. The Pasuk says, don't go near that house. It's talking about you see that he preferred to go past the house of the Zonos. Obviously neither of these being an ideal situation, But seemingly the danger of Avodah Zarah, at least then, was the greater of the two dangers. And then we have a story of Rav Elazar ben Prata and Rav Chanina ben Trajan. We know Rav Chanina ben Trajan was one of the people that was murdered by the Romans, the Sarahu Gramachus. And so, Amar lo Rav Elazar ben Prata, Rav Chanina ben Trajan. Rav Elazar said to Rav Chanina, Ashrecha, shnispas tal davar echad. Because you're only seized for one thing. Oig li. I've been accused of five crimes. Amar lo Rav Chanina, Ashrecha, on the contrary, shenisvata al chamisha dvarim vata nitzol. You were accused of five things, but you'll be saved. Oily shenispasti al davar echa veini nitzol. But I've only been accused of one thing, but I will be executed. Shata sakta b'torah gimus chasadim. For you engage in Torah and gimus chasadim. Vanilo sakti al b'torah. But I only engaged in Torah and I neglected the Gemilas Chasadim. And a statement from Rav Huna, call Osik v'tor bilvad, doma kamisha in lo alaka, it's as if he doesn't have a God at all. So Tosos over here just explains the Ramaskal call Osik, muchach min dechsiv lo okay, MS, v'hadr ksiv lo Torah. In this pasuk it says, without a true God, and also it says, without Torah, mashma de bereisha ka'amar, apal pishi yesh bo Torah, hu kamisha in lo alakim. That the first statement means to tell you that even if you have Torah, it's like you don't have a God, regardless. Then the Gemara asks, is it true that Rav Chanina did not engage in acts of kindness? And it goes on to tell us about the tzedakah that he gave. He was in charge of the most of tzedakah, the communal charity. He was in charge of it. So obviously he was definitely engaged in Gemilas Chasadim. So Tosos Divar Maslo, Gemilas Chasadim Lo Asak, says as follows, Tema, my parch mitzedakah, hello, based Varmheim. Why are we trying to support Rav Chanina that he did Gemilas Chasadim based on a case of charity? Aren't they two different things? Because I remember in Sukkah, as we say in Gemara and Sukkah, Tzedakah Laniyim, Gemilas Chasadim, Bein Laniyim, Bein Lashirim. You see that the Gemara and Sukkah clearly differentiates between Tzedakah, which is for the poor, and Gemilas Chasadim, which is for the rich and for the poor. So how can we justify this as being a proof that Rav Chanina was engaged in Gemilas Chasadim, v'yishlom and mikol makom mashma lei demisha ragel bazos oseku gamzos. No, I mean it's pretty safe to assume that someone who is involved in tzedakah, so certainly he's also involved in acts of kindness. They go hand in hand. And the next Tosos is just short, but it piggybacks on this idea. Right, and this whole issue with the monies getting mixed up, the different charities getting mixed up. So it says that Rav Chanina gave from the other charity, and Tosfos says, Mistam, it must be that he also obviously gave his own money, not just that he was dispersing funds from other people. And lastly, the Gemara elucidates the five crimes that they accused Rav Elazar ben Prata about, and one of them they asked, Umay tama karula Rebbe, why do they call you master? We know that the Romans assured giving smicha. We know the famous story of Yehuda ben Bava, who gave up his life to give smicha to the five students of Rav Akiva, and the famous question of what gave him the right to give up his life just to give over smicha, and Rav Soloveitchik, famously said at a Chag HaSmicha that he wasn't giving up his life. On the contrary, he was ensuring the continuity of his life. Anyway, just as a beautiful side point, that's actually a very nice Haggadah Dvar Torah when talking about Leil Shimurim and the preservation of our tradition. Anyway, going back to the Gemara, so the Romans asked, why are you a Rebbe if, after all, you're not supposed to get smicha? We said that's a capital crime. So Rabban Shal Tarsimani, so Rav Elazar ben Prata responded that I'm simply a master of weavers. And so the Romans suspected him. They wanted to see if this was true or not. So they brought him two different spools of thread, and they wanted him to identify which is which, and obviously he didn't know. And at that time, two insects landed on these two spools to give him the answer. So Rashi understood it to be a male bee and a female bee. However, Tosos understands it differently. So Tosos, Divermasal Asa Ziburasa, says as following, Persha Kuntris, Zibura, Zachar, Zibura, Senekeva. So Rashi says that Zibura is the male bee, Zibura Ta is the female bee. Velo Nira, She'en Nikar Kolkach, Bimin Katan, Kazeh, Bein Zachar, Lenekeva. That seems pretty unlikely, says Tosos, because such a small insect like a bee, you can't see from the naked eye which is male, which is female. I guess you could just answer that that was part of the miracle that happened to Rav Elazar ben Prata, but Tosos doesn't like that suggestion. Some explain that it wasn't a female bee and a male bee, rather it's two different species altogether, just like you have different species of chicken that is mentioned in Chulin, one being a tarnagol and one being a tarnagola de agma.